and you are listening to the Texas Standard. One focus of the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration has been so-called anchor babies, or U.S.-born children of unauthorized immigrants. On Friday, the Trump administration took steps to restrict visas for pregnant women trying to visit the United States in an effort to curb what some see as a problem of, quote, birth tourism. Joining us now is Sarah Pierce. She is policy analyst for the Migration Policy Institute. Sarah, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
Obviously, birth tourism isn't actually a legal term, but what is it that some are concerned about when they use that phrase, birth tourism?
So they're concerned about people who are coming to the United States specifically to take advantage of birthright citizenship. Birthright citizenship means that anyone born in the United States is a U.S. citizen. And there is a very small cottage industry in which companies advertise this to foreign nationals. They help foreign nationals enter the United States, maybe even house them and hook them up with medical care while they're waiting for the birth.
You say a very small cottage industry. Any way to know just how big or small it actually is?
Unfortunately, there isn't. The Department of State said that they think that this happens in the thousands each year. We know from the Center of Disease Control that 10,000 or less babies are born in the United States each year to foreign national mothers who reside outside of the United States. So we do think that this is a very, very small issue, but we don't have exact numbers on it.
Let's try to understand what it is exactly that the Trump administration is doing here. They have apparently informed their consular officers abroad to what? Be on the lookout for pregnant women seeking visas?
Yeah, pretty much. They didn't actually create anything new here. So it was already true that consular officers had the ability to deny women visas if they thought that those women were coming to the United States for the purpose of birth tourism. All this regulation did was really put that rule that was already there in the consular officers' minds into the regulation. So it's a little more explicit. So it's a little symbolic. It's placing a little more pressure on consular officers, mm-hmm. but it isn't actually doing a whole lot new.
Well, more and more women around the world are traveling for business these days, and they do so even when they are in the later stages of pregnancy. How would a consular officer or a visa official determine if a woman is traveling to the United States while pregnant with the intent of giving birth here?
So that's a really good question. And I think that that's the question coming out of this. We're putting consular officers in this really awkward position. The regulation says that if a consular officer thinks that the woman will give birth in the United States, mm-hmm. like they're going to give birth imminently, they should presume they're coming primarily for the purpose of birth tourism. So this puts the onus on the officer to figure out when the woman is going to give birth, which is very difficult. I've had two children. I did not know when they were going to arrive. So it's creating a really awkward position that's really pressuring these consular officers to delve into a really private area of these women's lives.
These officers aren't required to ask every woman if she's pregnant or anything like that, right? I mean, it's just that they are expected to be on the lookout for anything suspicious. I mean, this sounds really vague.
Yeah, we've heard mixed reporting from the administration about whether or not the officers will be restricted from asking women if they're pregnant mm-hmm. or if they're intending on becoming pregnant. One report we heard was that if the woman puts down that she's coming to the United States for medical purposes, then the officer will be permitted to ask. So it's, like I said, it's putting the officers in an impossible and really awkward position. This isn't a very easily enforceable rule.
Most people are aware of the 2017 travel ban. Is this effectively a kind of an expansion of the travel ban or no?
I don't think so. Like I said earlier, officers already had the ability to deny visas for this purpose, mm-hmm. and they already considered birth tourism an impermissible reason to be getting a tourist visa to the United States. So it's not really creating anything new. I think it's more just symbolic. It's the administration trying to say that they're cracking down on birth tourism, but in a really ineffective way and in a way that's very difficult to enforce.
Is there a more effective way? I mean, to the extent that this is an issue, what might be a better way to address it?
Absolutely. Going after those companies that very openly advertise that they engage in birth tourism would be the most effective way to go after this issue rather than, create this very awkward situation for every woman foreign national who's of childbearing age, if they actually go after those companies, if they charge them with federal crimes, especially, perpetrating visa fraud, that would be a lot more effective way to do it. And this administration has, they issued federal charges against several individuals in the birth tourism industry in 2019, but it doesn't look like they're pouring a lot of resources into it. So I think they should focus there if they really want to get after this.
Sarah Pierce is a policy analyst at the Migration Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. Ms. Pierce, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.